Gretchen Whitmer's audio conveniently malfunctions during question on coronavirus policies. By Hannah Blow on November 9, 2022. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, is facing mockery after her audio conveniently cut out during a question on her coronavirus policies. The audio malfunction occurred during a Monday appearance on Fox 2 Detroit after being asked if she had any regrets over her handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Governor, when it comes to your handling of the pandemic, we all know the critics over the past few years. Do you have any regrets? One of the hosts asked as Whitmer appeared to lose sound. I'm sorry, the Democrat said as another person could be heard saying, oh shit, I think we lost. Did I do that when I touched the ear thing? It started to fall out, Whitmer asked, appearing to lose connection with the show. Governor, can you hear me? Governor Whitmer? A host asked as the other added, she's having some audio problems. This triggered mockery from her Republican challenger Tudor Dixon, who wrote, we hope Gretchen Whitmer can get back on air to answer this question about her disastrous COVID policies, or will the equipment mysteriously malfunction again? Watch. This remains one of the key issues Dixon called Whitmer out on during their last debate, as the governor bizarrely declared that students were only out of school for 3 months. I'm pretty sure I just heard an audible gasp around town when Gretchen Whitmer said that kids were out of school for 3 months, Dixon said during the debate. Perhaps she wasn't paying attention to what was actually happening, Dixon said, adding that some schools remain shuttered in the state even this year. This is shocking to me that she thinks that schools were only closed for 3 months. Or maybe she thinks she can convince you that schools were only closed for 3 months. But you know better because your students are the ones that are desperately behind, the Republican added. However, it appears Michiganders will continue to live under Whitmer's policies, as she defeated Dixon in the state's gubernatorial race. As of Wednesday morning, with 88% of the vote in, Whitmer led the Republican by over 9%.